Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning to episode 678 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is April 10th, 2022. We actually are starting on time.
It's a miracle.
Reasonably trouble-free. It's all good. On the podcast today, joining me, you have Pete Chin looking slightly different. Just want to point this out. Pete is not feeling well, so he said he was not going to actually talk during the podcast, but he wanted his presence to be seen. So Pete is here with a different look. Kim Woods on the podcast. Voice. Yeah.
Howdy, howdy. Yeah, and besides, by the way, Dan says the new theme tune is apparently silent. So
yeah. Okay. There's another little wrinkle. Don't worry about that.
There we go. You know, hey.
Don't worry.
We didn't hear the sound effects. You guys don't. You'll hear them in the audio version.
There you go.
Fair enough. But the audio for us, at least, is good. Who cares if we don't have sound effects? We at least have us. So there's that.
Right.
Also on the show, Robin Tate. Robin, how are you doing?
Hello. Hi, yes. Robin here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. Bongo the same. And back on the show.
Woo!
I promise this week I have turned the volume down. And you won't hear anything about cages. Promise.
Talk or otherwise? Or
We are cage-free this week. all right. We're a video game podcast, so we do like to talk about video games. We, of course, also are a community podcast. We talk about life, what's been going on in our lives. And so that is a big part of what we do. We are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the U.K., 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. if you're hanging out in the Central Time Zone. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube, so you can catch us live, watch the feed as it happens, as the natural disaster unfolds, or you can listen to the refined podcast audio version, which, of course, will take away all of those fun, crazy moments and give you something that feels very professional, with the exception of the cock cages. Hey. Quick birthday celebration. I want to give a shout out to my son. He turned 13 years old this past week. Kind of crazy to think about. 13 years old.
You've got a teenager now, man.
I do have a teenager on my hands. It's weird. You know, I sit and I think about just, it feels like yesterday we brought him home, but time flies. Time flies while you're having fun, I guess. Colin, happy birthday, buddy. Let's play him a birthday song. Why not? And of course, you won't hear it, so there's that. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm cutting this bit out.
Happy birthday
to you. I'm cutting this bit out. Happy birthday.
Insert name here.
So when you think about it, there is great significance.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should leave that in, Robin. I think that was wonderful.
New theme.
Right?
Yeah, that could be the new theme. Absolutely. All right, we're going to dive into story time. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to give a brief pause for the story time music to play.
I'm cutting this bit out too. Cutting this bit out too. It's story time for you. Time for you for stories.
So the funny part is, I bet this actually is recorded, Robin. It'll be on the audio. So you don't have to cut it out. Cut it out. All right, let's talk about some story time. Kim, you've had quite the week.
Sort of. I mean, it's, you know, not been terrible, but it's been a week. A little bit. Thankfully, it was calmer than a week before when Dad almost had a grain bin fall on his head. But, I got a new refrigerator. Well, I don't have it yet, but it's ordered. It'll be here Wednesday. So after much deliberation on, I'm terrible when it comes to these things because, you know, I read reviews and then I read bad reviews and I'm like, okay, is it that terrible? And then I'm thinking to myself, if I don't fucking pick one, I'm never going to pick one. So finally, yeah. I, you know, make a fist, make a decision. And I made a decision. Because the only thing Dad asked was, well, he wanted one with stainless steel. Okay, I can do that. So I got a new refrigerator. It'll be here Wednesday. I'm sure I'll post pics, even though no one could care less about my new refrigerator, but I don't care. So I got one of those. I got a countertop ice maker because I didn't get, like, the built-in ice maker in the refrigerator because that requires you to run a water line and everything, and we don't have that. So I got a countertop ice maker that you actually just pour the water into, and it makes ice cubes. So it's easier than, you know, the little plastic ice cube trays you stick in the freezer and all that mess. My ass is usually the one that has to remember to do that, and then I get yelled at later because I didn't make any more ice. Well, now this solves that problem, even though Dad about died when I told him how much it cost, but whatever. Speaking
of
Dad.
You do realize what's going to happen, Kim.
I'll probably be yelled at because I didn't get water in the ice maker. Probably.
Exactly. This is good. Your job has gone from filling the ice cube trays to now filling the ice cube maker.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I could never win anyway, so what else is new? But speaking of Dad, he has a tendency to watch weird things on YouTube. Now, I'm not talking like porn or, you know, weird shit like that. But he has a weird thing about watching strange things, because I remember here a few weeks ago I told you about him watching really, like, romance stories read by the computer on YouTube, because you know that they have those things. And this last week, I caught him watching stories about, like, Bigfoot. YouTube. Oh yeah. Apparently this guy, I can't remember his name. I think it's like D.A. Roberts or something, writes these cryptid stories. And Dad was watching one the other day about this group of soldiers that was over in Afghanistan. And apparently they got picked off by a Sasquatch in Afghanistan. And it was kind of a neat sounding little thing, but then again, it was kind of funny. So anyway, so that's Dad's big kick this week is watching these cryptid stories on YouTube. And my dad is not a supernatural, like, believer type person. You know, I watch those ghost stories on TV and he's like, oh, hell, that's bullshit. But here he was this week watching Sasquatch stories.
But Bigfoot is real.
Yes. So, yeah, so that's been interesting this week. The things he watches. Like, one week it was wrecker service videos, like guys that come along and pull your car out when you get stuck or unlock your door or whatever. He was watching that on YouTube here a few weeks ago. I don't know. He finds the weirdest things interesting and, well, whatever.
There's a Bigfoot sighting right now, for the record. All right. YouTube is a wondrous land of just craziness, so...
It is. And he's finding all the little weird things, and I keep thinking to myself, I should just buy him a headset so I could plug it in his tablet, and then I don't have to hear it, because it's bad when I have to compete with Dad to watch TV, because he's got a tablet watching this crazy shit on YouTube, so I've got that on one side, and the TV on the other side. It's like...
Honestly, that should have been a first purchase before the refrigerator, Kim.
I know, right? My luck, though, he won't wear them anyway. It'll just be like, you know what, deal with it. And it's like, all right, fine. And it's bad when, you know, Dad's on his tablet and Anthony is here and Anthony is on his tablet. So then I've got both of them to compete with and the TV, and it's like, I'll never win. I might as well buy the headphones for me. So yeah. Also, on replacing things, I think the Roku in the living room is about to shit the bed, as it were, because I'm having a lot of issues with the HDMI connection to the TV. It keeps telling me there's no signal, yada yada, while I switched out the cable, and apparently that hasn't fixed it, so I guess I'm buying a new Roku for the living room. Buying things, watch Game Pass soon, because I bought Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, so I'm sure it'll be awesome. On Game Pass soon.
Yeah, we're all excited. Thank you for this, Kim.
You are welcome. I splurged and bought the $90 versions because it came with the Game Pass and all the extra stuff. So I had a bunch of Xbox points to burn. And
gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, look for that to be on Game Pass soon. And on gaming. I don't know if anybody else knows this, if you're playing Tunic or not. But you know how on Hades there's a god mode that makes it somewhat easier? There is also, I don't know if you want to call it God mode necessarily, but there is also the same type of mode on Tunic. And I didn't know about it till this past weekend. There is a no-fail mode that is in the options, and if you turn it on, when it comes to the fighting portion of Tunic, you will not die.
Well, that's convenient.
So that's because let's face it, the fighting part of Tunic, and I don't know how many people will agree with me or not, but it's a little slow I mean, it's not very responsive. Like, you hit your sword and to hit the bad guy, and it seems like it takes forever, and it seems like half the time you miss. Meanwhile, the bad guy's over there, and it seems like he's already smacked you twice, and you're about half dead already. But apparently with the no-fail mode, it you know, like, your health will still go down, but apparently you won't die. So if you're having trouble with the tunic fights like I do, this might be the option for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to
know. There you go. Yeah.
All right.
So that's okay.
Robin, what about you? What's been going on your side of the world?
Well, we'll talk together about some stuff we've been watching. But yes. I did watch another thing, which is kind of creepy. It's a very UK thing. All through my informed years of growing up, there was a character, a DJ in UK, you might have hit the news over here, called Jimmy Savile. Mm-hmm. And he was had this program. Yeah, originally TV DJ, or a radio DJ, won DJ of the Year for many years. Our big pop program, pre-MTV, called Top of the Pops, that everybody wanted to be on. He was a regular host of it. And he raised millions and millions and millions of pounds for charity, built a fantastic hospital for people with spinal injuries that said they couldn't be done, and advised so many top people. The Prince Charles had Lady Diana, or Princess Diana, as a close friend, and all of this stuff. Turns out that he was a bit of a perv, and shortly after he died, all of this really came to light. And there's a new documentary on Netflix, which I watched the first part of it, and it is really eye-opening at how some of the relationships that he had with people. So it's not easy watching, but it's very, very interesting. If you have any interest, or you wanted to write, as I did, to Jimmy Savile to have him fix something for me, or he made kids' dreams come true. And I describe him as this Jesus.
Apparently he did more than that.
Yeah, this Jesus father, yeah. Father Christmas type character. And it's very, very interesting. Took the kids, yesterday a bad day here, took the kids to the cinema yesterday to see a film. And we went to see the new movie called Bad Guys.
Oh, nice. Bad
Guys. So it's animated. It's kind of cool and funny. It takes fairy tale characters like the big bad wolf. And he's the main character. There's his buddy. It's all like a buddy movie. There's a bad snake. There's a piranha fish. There's not a tarantula, a big spider. Big spider. That one. Yeah, the big spider. There's a shark.
Isn't that a tarantula?
Tarantula.
Tarantula. Tarantula. And she's a hacker. She's a mini little, she's the hacker in it. She's right. Nice. All her little feet going like mad and multiple keyboards. And it's really quite cool. It's funny in places. There's some adult jokes in it. They do heists together. It sort of opens as, you know, they like a good heist. And right. It's a heist movie, I suppose, like Ocean's 11.
Right, with all just the same animated.
Yeah, but all the same twists and turns. So the bad guys have to turn into good guys. And then the real bad guy, okay, no spoilers. But but one of the main characters in it is Richard Alloyd. Anyway, he's from the IT crew. You watched some of those during COVID with us.
He's the
guy with the big hair.
And,
he's one of the main characters in it, which is very, very cool. So that's a good little recommendation. And just this evening, I, for good or for bad, I started to watch the new Matrix movie. I've avoided it. I love the Matrix. I've watched them, I don't know, especially the first one, probably hundreds of times, not just 20s of times or 30s of times, but hundreds of times. And I really didn't want to spoil it. And I've watched the first half hour, three quarters of an hour of it. I gotta say, it's corny. You know, there's lots of cutting into scenes from the original three movies.
Right.
It's corny. I'm probably go all the way through it going, yeah, that was just fun.
So. Now, when you say that they cut into the original three movies, I mean, are they like taking scenes from the original three movies and just splicing them in?
Yeah, part of that. So the movie opens. This will show the movie opens in the famous scene when Trinity is in the little room and the cops come, and it's just like they're going, is this what? Is this, is that the scene? Because the cop's different. And the same lines are there, you know, well, my guys are already there. Oh, but my guys can handle one little girl. Your guys are already dead. That's already there. You go up and it's Trinity, but it's not quite Trinity. And there's some our new hacker friends are sort of in a room beside that room, looking through holes in the wall at the scene taking place. And that whole big chase scene, away it goes, and then it changes slightly. So that's like a recreation of the scene with different people.
Right.
Okay. But then throughout the movie, it does slice in different real scenes from the movie.
The actual movie, huh?
Yeah, okay. the actual three movies. Yeah, so it's kind of corny. I'll let you know next week how I end up with it. But
I guess the question I would ask is: does it feel like this is a necessary film, or does this feel like this is just trying to play on the nostalgia of the original three and pull people in, and maybe kind of a cheap way of doing that because they're just reusing footage from a lot of movies to kind of splice into it.
And as ironic as that statement sounds, our friend Thomas Anderson is a game developer, and he's struggling with the reality of what was he really in the Matrix? Because at the end of the trilogy, he dies along and gets, you know, stuff through his chest and he's dead. And so is Trinity. So he's struggling all the way through this. Is this game? Because he wrote the game, the Matrix trilogy. And everybody loves it, and it's like Mass Effect. It's fantastic. So he's a game developer who wrote the game series, and the game series is famous. But is this real or is it not? Is it based on his life or is it not? He meets Trinity in a coffee shop. No spoilers here yet, because it's very early in the movie. Is, you know, they shake hands. Have I met you before? But no, she's married with kids now. That can't be right. You know, she then meets him again and goes, "Oh yeah, I looked at your movie, and funny. That character looks very like me, but I laughed it off. I love her motorbike." One of the films, she's had a motorbike. And what does she do? She makes motorbikes in this movie, blah, blah, blah. So but he's then forced, not his game company that he works for wants him to make a sequel to the trilogy. Yeah, exactly. And some of the talk is it's just cashing in. So is it cashing in? It was sold to us as nostalgia, as a revisiting back to the Matrix universe.
But was there a need to go? I guess that's what ultimately the question is. Was there really a need for this movie? Or because I guess you'll know at the end. I have not heard great things about this movie.
No, neither have I. Yeah. And that's why I didn't want to watch it at all. I just wanted to rub it out and not rub it out.
Right.
Excuse me.
Pretend it didn't exist.
Sorry, Kim. Yeah, just pretend it's not there, you know. Just like you tries to do aliens, colonial reigns. Do you know what? I would have been happy with they got everybody cashing it at the beginning and everybody went to the cinema to see it. But for real fans probably would have been really, really happy with a big, big sit down making of the Matrix into the background of it all, a really big documentary movie length thing. That would have been really good rather than spoiling, which already was starting to diminishing returns by the third movie, you know.
Yeah, real fans, Robin, real fans are wondering if all of these adaptations and remakes are just part of the Matrix that they're stuck in and that this is just all part of the big.
Very, very clearly red pill, blue pill. Very, very clearly, very topical at the moment as well, you know. So keep taking the blue pills, guys. Everything's okay. Or do you want the truth? Which I think is very, very cool at the moment. Ironic, too.
It is a bit on the nose, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, I kind of think that's fun. So that's good. And finally, I'm like the Imelda Marcos of shoes at the moment. We need to get a sponsorship from these guys because I just ordered my fourth pair of Lanx today. I love my Lanx. I have my boots. I've got nice, trendy shoes that gay people seem to really like. Oh, I love your shoes. Where did you get those from? I got some sneakers, and I've ordered some nice black shoes there tonight. I've got a few formals to go to soon. Two black ties in 1 week coming later on this.
They are nice shoes, though, because I've looked at them, and they are nice shoes.
Yeah, I found a nice discount code to give me 15% off today, which is kind of cool.
Hey, Robin, again, you want to get out of those black tie events, all you need to do is pull Will Smith.
I'm going to. I was actually thinking that's exactly what I want to do. You know, get, you know, never be invited back for 10 years. And who was it? Was it on Twitter? Oh, yeah. English comedian guy, really dry, who does the Oscars every now and again. And he roasts
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. He says, yeah, it won't be 10 years. It'll be 6 years or 4 years for good behavior.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, so. But I thought it was funny. Well, he didn't. He's been banned, but he didn't have to give his Oscar back. That's punishment. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, too funny. So, busy week work-wise, away again, had a night away. I did try to join you guys to play some Halo on Wednesday evening.
Yes, there was an attempt.
So I used my MacBook Pro. I have a SteelSeries controller, which I could connect to it, but there was terrible lag with the controller. So I was just fodder for that first game.
Right.
The
biggest problem, this taps into gaming, but I think the biggest problem was, at least from my side of it, it wasn't so much you connecting in through the MacBook Pro. It was, I think you were using your phone for the audio.
Yeah, that was kind of
That was ultimately the problem. So
next time I'll log into Xbox Live on the MacBook, that app, and then go into the game streaming part of it. And I'll bring a set of
because your phone, when you got your phone too close to the laptop.
No, it didn't even need to be. It was like the other side of the room at one stage.
I'm just saying, as we got this weird feedback coming from it.
Yeah, squeal.
Yeah.
So there was that squealing, and there was also the controller thing. So I'll bring out an Xbox controller, but I'll also bring a MacBook Pro with C connections. Yeah, I was going to cable it up. Anyway, I've got a night away. I'm away again on Wednesday night. I actually just booked a hotel today for it. So we'll see. I actually started looking on YouTube about, I know Mark suggested this a little while back, or was it you, Pete? No, what, not me. The Xbox Series S with the
screen,
the screen on it,
yeah,
and that could be a consideration as well. But because now the little machine is going to be later on in the year, so maybe, don't know,
maybe.
Okay. I would love that just to be keep. I'd like to travel light, so I don't want another big thing, suit bag, briefcase, and another box. So there you go. That's been my week and another busy week ahead. And then, but we're rolling into Easter, thank goodness. So
just around the corner. We did an Easter egg hunt, as a matter of fact, speaking of Easter, yesterday. Some people from a realtor group and mortgage group, they kind of got together and they put on a big Easter egg hunt for.
Was that Pete Chin from the Federal Credit Union from Tulsa?
It wasn't him, unfortunately. He was not part of that group, but they put on this big Easter egg hunt on the park across the street from our house, and it was awesome. There was a good probably 100, maybe 150 kids, and they had different age groups. So you registered, and they kind of had eggs everywhere, and they, everybody had to wait until 12:30, and they had zones for age groups, right? So there was like 7 years old and up, and then there was 4 to 7, and then there was 1 to 3. Well, everything kind of kicks off, and the kids just go out, and it's, the 7 and up group is like a freaking locust swarm. And they ascend onto their eggs, and they quickly decimate all of their eggs. They're all found within a minute. It was like crazy. And suddenly you just see the tide shift, and all of these older kids go running into the younger kids' areas taking the eggs. And of course, there was no good, the structure wasn't there to prevent the kids from knowing where one area stopped and one area started. So it's not their fault. They just saw more eggs in the ground, and they were like, hey, those are ours. But it was good fun. Great way to kind of, start up the weekend, because it was in the morning. And so outside of that, I have been, work has been pretty hectic. But it's been interesting now, because Cindy is actually working from home for an interim kind of solution to her work. The salon that she had worked at is temporarily shut down, And so they will hopefully be reopening under new ownership in about a month and a half. But in the interim, Cindy has set up shop in our garage, and so she's been working out of there. And so it's just kind of it's weird. So, you know, I've worked from home for years, but this is, you know, COVID all over again, because she did the same thing during COVID. Beyond that, the other big thing.
That's hard, but not much difficult, because she's at home all the time now as well, you know?
Yeah, it does make for the desire to get out of the house even that much bigger, because, well, one, you know, she doesn't get to escape from me. That's the way I like to phrase it. So she needs, you know, she needs to be able to escape. So we actually got out last night, had a great dinner, went out, drank some drinks with friends, went to a local bar that had, you know, live music going. So it was fun. But we are going to need those kinds of just respite breaks to get out from the house, because I can handle it. But I think with her being here also, it's going to drive her stir crazy, and then us a little stir crazy, just because it's the same old, when you wake up, you go to sleep, you're not seeing anything different.
Did you have anything interesting to drink, as you would, because you guys are weird with that stuff?
Yeah, so I did not have anything interesting to drink. I stuck to basically Crown and ginger beer. That was that's my go-to. I love that. It's a great drink. But then I switched over to Coors Lights to kind of, you know, because I was driving, so I didn't want to, like, get hammered. But then when we got to the bar, Cindy's friend Anne suggested they try this shot called a pickle-up.
Hmm.
Or, no, pickleback. Pickleback. Mm-hmm. I called it a pickle bottom because I had never heard of it before, and it just sounded stupid. But for those that like pickles and pickle juice, this apparently is a thing. So it was Crown whiskey and then a chaser of pickle juice. You shoot the Crown, and then you shoot the juice, and all you taste is the pickle juice, apparently. Yeah.
No. I've heard of it, thank you.
And my wife can hear me, and she has just responded with, hang on.
Hi, Cindy. You Elky? Lush?
Yeah, no. Yes. Pickleback. Anyway, so it was fun. It was fun getting out. It was fun to kind of have that time away. And we had a nice new sitter watching over Colin, which is, I think he's going to work out pretty well. Younger guy. He's a biochemist out of UC Davis. And so crossing our fingers, we'll have a respite care worker a little more structured. But a recommendation, if you ever want to watch an entertaining cooking video on YouTube, Kim, you made me think of this. And so I hadn't had it in my notes originally. But I discovered this chef is called Chef Jean-Pierre. He is this little old guy, you know, I'm assuming he is French, but I could be wrong. But he is just a crack up to watch. And he has, this is where I got the recipe for bacon meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
He walks you through all the steps, and most of the recipes he does are not super hard. So, he just entertains the crap out of me. So I've been picking up different recipe ideas from him, and I will start to experiment cooking, which God help this family.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So, all right, let's talk about the Halo TV series, Robin.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
So
you and I have both been watching it. Yeah. Kim, have you watched any of this?
I haven't yet. I need to start, though. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've watched all three.
You've watched all three. Okay. So in order of good episodes, I think it to me, it's 1-3-2. One being the first episode being the best episode so far, three being the second best, and the second episode being the worst of the three. That might be hard to follow.
What happened in the second?
The second was all the setup. He goes to the asteroid place. Yeah.
Okay. And met that guy, and yeah, it struck me. I mean, the breakaway from the Halo universe that we know is that there are different storylines, which are like that whole asteroid little girl rescue from the planet is a completely shoehorned in tangent of the storyline, which has nothing really to do with the Halo universe at the stage anyway. The right. Covenant are class. I love the guys in the seats. That's really cool. The backstory for the little girl and how she ended up where she is, that was kind of cool. And I'm interested to see where that goes with her. But I just think that side, I'm not going to give the plot away, Martin, promise. Dom dies.
Damn it!
Yeah, that bit I think is always going to be sort of a side story, and I don't know how that'll mesh. But the main story this time is of course Cortana. What is Dr. Halsey? What has she been in before? Because she is very familiar to me.
Yeah, she is very familiar. I don't know off the top of my head what she's been in the past. I think she does a really good job in the show. So the things I like about the Halo TV series. So I think one of the first things you have to do is you really have to come to grips with this is not a recreation of the Halo games. And I think so many fans, you know, they were expecting that, wanting that just to be a one-to-one recreation of the Halo video games we've already played. I personally don't want that because I played through those games. I don't need a recreation of that. So I very much like the fact that this is different.
Do you know where she's from?
I do not.
The Truman Show. You'll know where she is. The wife in the Truman Show.
She was in Ronin, too, with De Niro.
Yeah. Okay.
A few other things, but Solaris with George Clooney. Not everybody's seen that. Californication. Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. She's the wife of.
She's done some stuff.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
But she does a good job. Go into it. If you haven't seen the series yet or you're going to start watching it, just understand this is not going to be a recreation one-to-one of the video game series.
Yeah.
And also, very importantly, for all those people saying, oh, he shouldn't take his helmet off, he shouldn't take his helmet off. No. I get why they take his helmet off. I get why they're showing kind of a human side to Master Chief, because that actually would be normal. Him never taking his helmet off is actually very abnormal behavior for anybody, you know, especially somebody that's human.
Yeah.
At some point, he has to eat. Even in the Halo video games, he would, quote unquote, have to eat. So, I mean, the reveal of his face and
he's acceptable looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
he's acceptable looking.
I've become more comfortable with him as being the voice of Master Chief for the TV series. You know, and so anyway, needless to say, I like a lot of the direction they're taking the TV series, because I feel like one, they're giving the Covenant the just due they deserved, which is this vicious alien, and I want to call it species, but, conglomerate that are out to wipe out humanity. I think that gets lost in the Halo games a lot because they are teen games. You never, with the exception of, it was the Halo 4 opening cinematic. They show the Covenant kind of coming in and laying waste to humans in civilian areas. Mm-hmm. Every other game has ever really kind of avoided that. They never really have shown it. They've alluded to it, but they've never really graphically shown it. This TV series doesn't hold back at all in that side of it. And so I really like that. I like that we get to see the horrors of the Covenant. You know, this is why we should fear them.
And there's been money spent on it. You know, there has been money spent. You know, that. Yeah. So I actually said to Judith, wow, isn't it great, you know, to see that the Vaxty is maybe not the completely finished article, but there's been a budget, good budget spent on this. I already kind of guess where this is going.
Right. I think there are some pretty easy plot lines you can kind of suss out where it might be heading.
Yeah. For someone who's read some of the books or read and listened to some of the books, it is quite disconcerting knowing my image of Halsey is kind of freaked out right now because of what's happening there as well. That's kind of because I took her as an older woman and and she's not, you know, she's not, she's that girl that's from Californication, but, you know, that's kind of, yeah. But do you know what? I've watched an awful lot worse.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm a Halo fan, and I can forgive it a little bit for some of the light acting, but I've just watched my buddy, damn, I was speaking to it a few weeks ago. Christ, I'm getting old. Jack Reacher.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the acting is of Jack Reacher standard at the stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really good. Yeah. Sometimes it's a bit fairly weak. Poor. And I think that really boils down to some of the supporting cast.
Do they go into a large ring? Yes.
Potentially.
Actually, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know if they do, Robin.
Well, they can see it from, they can see some rings from a planet surface. So they can see that.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking
about. There's chickens in it.
That's a Koi reference. There is chickens in it. Absolutely.
I like the chickens. And then again, the reference. Yeah. You come on home tonight. We're having chicken. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. So
it's good. Worth a watch.
It's good. Yeah. It's
I don't know how you watch it in the UK. Thankfully, it's available in Mexico. So
yes.
Yeah.
Is available in Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. Let's transition from this. Oh, we're actually, before we transition, Kim, let's give a shout out to the chat. We have a few people in there, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Martin is in there. Hardly Dan is in there. There was someone else in there, I think. Oh, shoot. Hold on. I wrote it down, I promise. I swear I can't remember though who it was. No, I was wrong. It has only been Martin and Hardly Dan. So there you go.
There you go.
Fair enough. All right. Well, happy to have you in the chat. Nice. And we will pay attention to what you guys are saying, sort of.
Yes.
No promises.
Sort of.
We did miss early on, Jimmy was a monster, per Martin. Absolutely. Apparently. Yes, he was. All right. Let's get into...
That's a good name for a band.
Yeah, that's a good name. Jimmy was a monster. That would be a great band name.
Yeah.
Let's get into games coming out. Kim.
All right. You mean the monthly games? I'm guessing.
Why not? Let's give it a quick whirl through.
All right. We can do that. Your games, the monthly games, you know, the free games you pay for. We have another site, Outpost Colokiex and MX versus ATV Live. That's on your games gold this month. And surely by now you know when the dates are. So, PlayStation Plus for April, we have Hood, Outlaws and Legends, SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated, and Slay the Spire. And then for your Prime games of the month, we have Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, Game of the Year Edition, Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville, Monkey Island 2 Special Edition, LeChuck's Revenge, which did you see? There'll be a Monkey Island 3 apparently coming out. So
cashing in.
Right. Nanotail, Typing Chronicles, Guild of Ascension, my personal favorite, Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion. And it's close.
Topical.
Right?
Very topical.
I know. We're going to call your dad from now on.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Turnip Boy.
Galaxy of Infinite Paper. House of 1,000 Doors. Family Secrets. Scrolling. Stadia Pro, because that's still a thing. City Legends. The Curse of the Crimson Shadow. Wise 9, I think. Monstrum Nox. And Chicken Police. Paint It Red. And then for your Epic games for the next couple of weeks, we have Rogue Legacy and The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. So there you go.
There you go.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Well, Robin, let's start with you on the games front.
If you want to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right.
Insert sound effect here.
Yeah.
Okay. I had two really good sessions this week on Friday night, yes, I came out here for an hour at 10 and came in at 1 and played some more Mass Effect 3, getting close to the end. And I finished up Mass Effect 3 last night. Judith was out for dinner with some friends, hen night thing. Anyway, I couldn't come out here to the big machines, so I played... all on the Xbox, the old original Xbox in the house, through game streaming on the TV in there. and I played the big London level, and I fought the level before that, which was the little ninja guy, and I finished off the make your decisions time and all the bit, and finished up tidied up all of the things. There's no flashing squares or lights on the map any longer, and I gotta say, it was flawless. Forget the game for a second, but I played some big, intense. That London level is probably the hardest bit to get through, because you have those big screamy witches that come at you from all direction, and you have to launch the missiles. I was going to say at the Covenant. That would be a good link up. And the game streaming worked perfectly. It was a really, really good way. So if you know, with a good solid internet connection, which I seem to have right now, that was great. In fact, there wasn't screen tear, it wasn't fuzzy, so that was perfect. So Mass Effect 3, done. I'm done with Shepard. I'm done with Mass Effect now. Unless let's start playing Andromeda.
But real fast.
Yes.
So you've gotten the evilness out of you?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really was. I mean, on Friday night I streamed it on our Twitch feed, and my girlfriend in this, my blue buddy, even at the very, very end, I mean, she comes to the room on the ship before the big battle, and you can lay with her.
Yeah,
and I went, nah, I've got things on my mind tonight, love. Can't, and I kicked her out of the room.
Ouch.
At the very last bit where you go round and say your last words to all of your teammates just before the big London battle, she wanted to give me a gift. And I went, not the right time for this. No, concentrate on your fight. And didn't take the gift. She gets injured just before you run into the beam to get transported up into the Final Fantasy sort of scene. As she gets injured, you carry her on to your ship to get her evacuated, and she goes, one of your choices is that you say you can tell her that you love her, and she said it to me, and I went, fight in the war, don't have time for this.
Wow.
It was pretty darn tough. Yes. So my choice, I destroyed everybody. So, yeah, you've got your three. In fact, I'll tell you what it did do. There's actually four choices in Mass Effect. Because I was being a bastard, complete and utter, little guy at the end who says, well, you can destroy everything. Lots of people will die, but they can rebuild. You can join up and take control of the bad guys. Or there can be join up with the synthetics. Those are your three choices. The fourth choice is, nah, I don't want to do any of those. I'm not going to make a choice, and the game ends there also.
Oh, interesting. All right.
So okay. I actually went back and played the last 20 minutes again to go and destroy everybody. And that's really interesting, because I didn't do that before. My choice before was joined with synthetics.
Right.
And you got a bit with the ship has crashed in the jungle, and it's there for a while, and people come out. But there was a whole massive big, maybe 10-minute long movie of all what happens there and all the people that survive.
Killing everybody.
Yeah, no, so it was very, very interesting, because I hadn't seen any of that content before.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm done now. I think I've done that's all three. Legendary Edition done. Fantastic. It is on Game Pass, of course, as well. You can play that. I think that's probably the best game trilogy there has ever been and may ever be. I don't know what else what you could compare it to, but it's absolutely fabulous. They did a fantastic job on Mass Effect 1 and this revamp, and brought it up to the level of 2 and 3. So
game that would maybe come close to that would be maybe the Witcher series. But I will say Witcher 1, to me, isn't at that level yet. Witcher 2 really kind of jumped up, and Witcher 3 was fantastic. But I don't know it holds up quite as well as the Mass Effect trilogy.
Yeah. So
to me, it does because I didn't like Mass Effect. So.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
fair enough.
Well, this will always stay with me. It will always stay with me as something just fabulous, you know.
Like other things that you couldn't kill with penicillin, it will stay with you.
Right.
Okay.
So there you go. There's that. So
awesome, Kim.
So sorry. Oh, wait, so what do I start now? Do I start Cyberpunk?
You could. You could start Cyberpunk or Cybercunt. I say go for it. It could be a big game if you let it be, but I think there is ways to kind of mainline the story that don't feel like it's going to be over the top crazy. Mm. I'm still very much enjoying it. I have gone completely off onto a side path, mission that it's easy to do in CD Projekt Red games. They do side missions so well. Mm. But yeah, I say go for it, Robin. Cyberpunk.
Okay, maybe it's a possibility. All right.
Okay. Cool. Kim.
I've not done a lot this week. I tried, but I couldn't make up for it this week. But I played a little Puzzle Quest 3 on my phone. Like I said, it's like Gems of War. And I've talked about that till ad nauseum. I did try to play a little Tunic yesterday on the laptop because I was busy doing tax stuff. Yeah, I know. Busy doing tax things and also playing Tunic. But, well, you know, after counting up the water bill and the phone bill and everything else, I'm starting to get a little bored. But anyway, I tried playing Tunic with the laptop. I'm still no good with keyboard and mouse, so... I made 15 minutes into that, and I'm like, nope, I can't. So, yeah, not a whole lot for me this week. Like I said, I'll work on it next week, hopefully. So
you're forgiven. You kind of had important things to deal with. I can understand that.
Thank you.
All right. For me, well, yeah. So Cyberpunk, we just were talking about that. That was, I continue to play through that. The big thing for me this week was Halo Infinite, both multiplayer as well as campaign. So the multiplayer, we continue to do our Wednesday sessions. Fantastic again. It was myself, Martin, and Snoogans, and we had probably the best comeback we've ever experienced. I think at one point in this match, we were down 18-30, and we were just getting our asses handed to us. And I think even at that point, I had made the comment of this is not going to end well for us. But we managed to turn it around, and we squeaked out a win, I think by 1 point, maybe 2 points. But just so much fun. And so we'll have more to talk about with regards to Halo Infinite multiplayer when we talk about the news. But the other big part of this was after that night, I just fully dove into the campaign. I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish the campaign. So I just got on track with mainlining the story. At about 1:30 in the morning... I'm like,
Friday night.
So I stopped just short of the ending, and then I finished the ending up. I want to say it was Friday. I'm trying to remember when I texted that off to Pete, but I finished up the campaign, and there is a cutscene that happens at the very end of the credits. So if you are playing the campaign, let the credits roll. There's a little campaign in there, a little scene vignette for future story. Apparently, if you play Legendary, it's even, and you finish on Legendary, it's an even longer cutscene. I think it gives a little bit more explanation to who and what you're hearing in that cutscene. I was quite pleased with the way things finished out. Some good little kind of revelations also happen in those last moments of why or how certain things played out. I am happy. I'm happy with Halo Infinite where it finished out with the campaign. It keeps the door open for you to play more. So you get the game plus kind of situation if you can go back and still, play more campaign, finish it up, you kind of 100% it, if you will. Why are we hearing Robin's PC audio?
Oh, I shit. Nowhere. No, you can't be. Are you really?
No, that's Lord jumping in into the chat. So there we go. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's a good just scare the crap out of Robin moment.
I heard some disturbing things last week.
Yes, we all heard disturbing things last week.
Okay, you shouldn't be now. If you are now, tell me, please. Greg, sorry.
So the other big thing I did, it's really not a big thing. I played some Battletoads. Why did I play Battletoads, you ask? Because I was doing my Game Pass rewards, and I wanted to find the easiest achievement I could get. And so playing Battletoads via cloud, there was a very easy achievement I could get. And so I jumped in and did that. And
I love Battletoads. I completed this boy.
I don't really have any real affection for Battletoads other than the fact that it gave me a very easy achievement. So I was happy about that.
If it makes you feel any better, I did the same thing with Dragon Age Inquisition. What was it, 2 weeks ago? Because I had get 100 gold. I fired it up in 15 minutes. I picked up my highest character that had already shitload of gold and loot and everything else. And she sold one thing and that was it. Bing. So
done. Yep. You know, but this is so, and so game stream, the cloud thing. Let's talk about that real quickly. Cause I, you know, it's funny because when they talked about it and when they were rolling out clouds, you know, cloud streaming, the conversation was around, if you had a 5 megabit or better connection, that was early on. Then they shifted the goalposts a little bit. And I think it went to 25 megabit connection. I honestly feel like you need to have at least 100 down and at minimum probably 20 up.
Yeah, so
for it to not feel laggy.
So I'd done a speed test in the hotel room and it was giving me 25 down. So that might have been part of my laggy issue as well. So we'll see this week. I'm in a different hotel, but we'll see and test it. But I totally agree. I think it's going to be
when 50. You have the right connection, it really does feel great, but you have to have that kind of perfect, you know, situation.
That's and it's somebody with the lowest internet connection here.
Me? Not anymore.
Not anymore. No, I had 30 to start out with, and yeah, it was really bad. But now that I've bumped it up to 50, it runs a lot better. Plus, it's also I've got a newer phone, so that probably helps things.
Yeah.
But I agree.
But also, and again, for those looking to, you know, do the rewards, the Game Pass rewards thing, the streaming is a great solution for when you see one of those challenges where they're like, you know, get, you know, an achievement in 3 different games or something like that. I just go to the cloud games that are available that kind of meet the criteria, and I start hunting through those to find which one of these that can I get a real easy achievement off of.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the reason why I'm doing this,
I'm running a speed test right now, and it's coming through a 75 meter cable. So I get closer to the 100 meg in the house. So there's what is that? That was 385 down.
I'd kill for those speeds, man.
And that's 200 up at the moment. That's it doing it right now. With all the stuff that's still going on and I'm still uploading so it's kind of cool.
Yep.
Wow.
So real quickly though, I am trying to earn rewards to pay for my next season pass of Halo Infinite because I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy it. And that's a good transition for us to go into news. We can talk about some news. By the way, real quick, shout out to Lord. He's in the chat. Lord, thank you for giving Robin a
heart. We disturbed him with
talking. Here is the fucking news.
Here is the fucking news.
Good job, Robin. Good job. Thank you. All right. So the first little news story, I actually just saw this as I was getting ready for the show tonight, which was a screenshot of basically the rumored family plan. Now, we don't know if this is legitimate or not, but the screenshot and the source, it looks pretty legitimate to me. But I just took out the family plan, you know, kind of cost area to kind of talk about that. So looks like the Xbox 365 family plan. So I think they're going to rename this into Xbox 365. And so it'll be, you know, you've got your live, console, PC, ultimate, and then family. And 365 family will allow up to 2 to 5 users. The cost, what it looks like, is basically going to be $25 a month or $199 per year. pretty reasonable for up to five people, if you ask me.
Right.
Yeah, well, it stops you doing the cheating thing, so.
Yeah. Well, you still can do the cheating thing. Because the key thing about the family plan, it is going to be, you know, according again to the sources, that it will be limited to same country. So you won't be able to, you know, have UK, US, Mexico.
Right. Unless you VPN, stick a VPN on your router.
Right. There would be trying to go through those hoops. And I'm sure some people will figure that out. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see when they do announce this finally. I'm assuming this is going to be a E3-ish. Rest in peace, E3. It'll be, you know, the Microsoft E3 June show. I wonder if they're going to call it E3. There's a good question. You know, we know E3 at this point is officially canceled.
Okay.
Jeff Keighley has talked about, you know, he's trying to swoop in and become, you know, quote unquote E3, but, you know, the Keighleys. Microsoft said they're going to do their June show. I'm just curious, are they going to talk about it as an E3 show? I'm assuming not. I'm assuming it's just going to become their showcase event.
Elon Musk show?
I could deal with that.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad, though. It makes me sad that E3 is gone. I do feel like this is probably the nail in the coffin. I don't see them coming back from this. But it was just such a good celebration. And look, I get it. I know that we technically don't need E3 now. Because, you know, everybody, all these companies can do their digital presentations whenever they want. They don't need the show to be there for them to be able to do that. But I, as a gamer, as somebody that, you know, really follows the industry, I love just how it was so centralized, how we had all of these announcements happening together. And I know that's not ideal, you know, from a lot of companies, their perspective. They want to be the only one in the spotlight. And that's why E3 sometimes didn't work for, say, a Sony or an EA. They took their shows outside of E3. Mm-hmm. But I love that. Just feeling of, you know, gamers Christmas.
Right.
And, 1995 was the first E3. Wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I was still in high school.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greg just turned 40.
It's true. Anyway, all right. So enough about E3. I mean, do either of you think it comes back? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm pretty pessimistic on it at this point. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, kind of like you. It's doubtful, I think. But, yeah, who knows? Maybe.
Robin? Yes, no, maybe so.
I don't know. Maybe.
Spoken like a true Mexican.
No, I don't know. It means if somebody comes along and goes, yeah, this is a good opportunity to make money from a pile of gamers to come along and play lots of games and see stuff that's already released or about to be released, you know, as a merch and PR exercise, yeah. But as far as launching new games are concerned, it's a bit like EGX over here. Nothing of any in any big way was launched in London or True. Birmingham, but it did pull a lot of people in, so there's money to be made in out of that as well. So you know, if somebody is creative enough for the fan event, because it was always industry only. I mean, you talked before about, you know, the tickets were like gold dust to get there was something very special. Well, that's gone definitely, but Yeah. So yeah, I would love to see that sort of event, because those sorts of events are good for community, and seeing people in real life is a really good thing. So yeah, there you go. That's what I think.
All right, and I do see Boff in the chat was talking about he liked the stage shows of E3. He wasn't crazy about the whole convention type side of it. Yeah,
but I think that's the way it was because of the internet, because companies can be even more focused and professional about launching a game and control the space and control the time rather than this live event on the stage, which can go very, very wrong. So I think that professional business side of it is gone, really. I think it's cheaper to put it on. They have more control over it doing themselves. So again, we've seen some horrible, hammy, hammy presenters and those controlled ones as well.
As much as I hated them, I would kill for them to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of that game? Oh, yeah. And you know, I mean, the live playing of a brand new game by four people standing on a stage. Yeah, right. Get there. Okay, over there. Pills here. Yeah, right.
Horrible, and yet endearing, all in the same breath.
But the convention-type shows, as Harley Dan says, we got free on-live consoles handed out to us many years ago, which was way, way ahead of Stadia. And then the great memories, like Harley Dan playing Elite Dangerous for like 2 days in a row to try and win an Xbox console way back in the day.
Funny.
Yeah, so you played the same thing over and over again, and every time you played it, you got an entry to a draw. You know, those memories, the memories from conventions were great. Having my, was it Joshua? Oh, no, it wasn't Joshua. It was the other wee chap. He was at the EGX when you were there. He mostly veteran gamers stuff. Below age, shuffling him Assassin's Creed style into the over 18s.
Oh,
so crowded around him. Yeah, all that. Yeah, so the good memories from that stuff. Right. Yeah, so that's good. Anyway, yeah.
So on to more positive things. Rockstar and Remedy have announced that they have basically kind of come to an agreement. They are going to create or remake Max Payne 1 and 2.
Cashing in.
Coming in for PC, PS5, and Series X consoles. I'm assuming Series S as well. Remedy will handle the development while Rockstar will finance the project, which will be in line with a typical Remedy AAA game production. Obviously, I don't think they're going to change anything from the story.
Yeah, 10 years from
now. But they'll give it some polish.
Hmm.
Another surprise announcement that coming from the Kingdom Hearts anniversary event, the 20th anniversary. So Kingdom Hearts 4 and Kingdom Hearts Missing Link were announced today. No details were given, but the footage that was shown shows an art style that is very much resembles the previous games, but has a little bit more realistic look this time around. I don't know what that means. I mean, if it's the same art style as the previous games, it's cartoony at best.
Right.
Mario Golf. Coming to Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack April 15th. So if you were part of the Switch Online experience, good for you. You're getting Mario Golf. Everybody will be happy for that. Halo Infinite has some news this past week. The delayed second season will kick off May 3rd, March. That will be called Lone Wolves. Looks like they're going to add some maps. There's going to be cosmetic items that you can earn and get in-game for the Battle Pass. And the Battle Pass, again, similar to the Season 1 Battle Pass, it will not expire. And so you can just keep playing on the Battle Pass you buy and earn towards that. Another thing that wasn't part of this announcement, but they were talking about it, is some of the challenges they were having with things like cosmetic items. Because the way that cosmetic items currently work is they are, in a sense, kind of linked to the core that you are using. So there's the Samurai core, there's a Mark IV core, a Mark VI core, and that's kind of like the base, you know, Spartan uniform. And then you get different helmets, but the different helmets would only work for that core. Same thing, you know, with any cosmetics for those different things. They're trying to unlink those to where they can be used across different cores. So, like, if you get the flaming skull head, you could put it on anything you want in the game. But they did kind of cite there are some challenges to doing that, and that's why it hasn't been done as of yet. And then last but not least, positive news coming out of Activision. I know, shocking. Okay. Activision Blizzard gives 1,100 QA testers full-time jobs and higher base pay. So Activision Blizzard converting all of its temporary and contract quality assurance workers in the U.S. to full-time employees starting July 1st. So many of those will receive a pay raise as well as benefits packages and the ability to participate in the bonus plan. The company said that bringing those workers on board as staff will bolster its development resources, and increased the number of full-time employees by 25%. It had recently converted nearly 500 other temp and contract roles across the studio to full-time positions. Why it has taken this time, I mean, I don't know. What could possibly be a reason for them to do this? Oh, I know. Raven Software was trying to form a union. So what better way to break a union push than, hey, we'll give you pay raises and make you full-time employees. We'll see how this all plays out. But I mean, it's a good thing for those employees. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy to see that they made this move. But it's pretty clear that this, you know, move is being made because there was that push, and a pretty serious push, to unionize, the Ravens software staff. So,
well, but yeah, I know. Okay. Anybody that wants to be in a union should be in a union.
That's pretty much the gist. That's the news.
What Joe says.
Boy. All right, Kim, it's that time. Let's talk about new releases.
Oh, okay.
It's a laundry list. I know.
All right, yeah. It's a big list, let me tell you. All right, your new releases for April 10th through the 16th are 13 Sentinels, Aegeus Rim for the Switch, April 12th. Cat Cafe Manager for the Switch and PC, April 14th. They have a freaking sim game for everything, I tell you. Nobody Saves the World for the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4, April 14th. And Road 96 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One on the 14th as well. And those are your new releases. I'm going to go out and buy Cat Cafe Manager, surprising no one. No, I don't.
Literally, surprising no one. By the way, Boff, I did it again. He commented in the chat that, and this was actually a real surprise move, Master Chief Collection got an update.
Mm-hmm.
They added Firefight to the Master Chief Collection. So that has me a little curious because I loved Firefight in Halo 3. So might have to check that out.
Yeah, I love. Yeah, too.
What do you love? All right. You love cock cages, Robin. We know. All right. By the way, those new releases, nothing sounds exciting.
No.
This is clearly the calm before another storm of game releases. Right. Yeah. Tell us how Cat Cafe is, by the way.
Will do.
We do hope you buy it, because if you do buy it, that means it will become free to somebody somewhere.
Right.
It's the natural progression of things, Kim.
The way it works, yep.
All right. Robin, Wednesday night, you are going to be attempting to stream Halo Infinite to play with the group.
I'm going to be in the city of Wexford in a nice hotel, and I will see how we go from then, see how that goes. I'll be there Wednesday night. So, yeah, see how that goes. I'll get into the hotel. I've got a job going into a new store at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, so I want to be there to keep my hand on it. So I should be back at the hotel by about 7, get a martini into me, and away we go. So go from there. See how it goes.
What did I miss? I'm seeing Lord's response in the chat right now, and it has me very curious. I love blue tits as well.
He's a twitcher. He likes watching birds. So he's talking about, it's that time of year when the blue tits are out in force. They're bouncing around, springing. They're just making nests, just getting the nests, just sitting just right. Sometimes they have to use like wire underneath them just to keep the nest up properly. It's called an underwire nest. It's a very scientific thing. So, and their beautiful pert little beaks are out there for all to see. It's a wonderful sight. You know, once you have to twitch one or twitch the other one, you get a reaction from them. And sometimes they just like to get their little peckers going and, you know, just get some seed in their mouth.
Just stop. All right. Kim, I would like you to start off with the shout outs. Let's give some love to the chat. Do not talk about birds or blue tits.
I don't plan on it, but all right. A shout out to Lord and Harley Dan and Martin and Boff. Welcome, Boff. I feel like I'm forgetting one again, but I think there isn't like four of them. I don't know. I wrote you down. Yeah, Harley Dan, Martin, Lord, and Boff. So thank you guys for jumping in the chat and letting us know when Robin's PC was making noise and that we didn't have a theme, that it was silent, and, you know, all sorts of things. So, yeah, thanks for coming. Guys, thanks, you know, for everything. This week was a little, well, not this week. Yesterday was a little rough with everything that happened, and y'all were, you know, right there. So I appreciate that. And, you know, everybody have a good week. You know, it's warming up here. It's actually supposed to be like 74 outside right now. So, you know, that's great news. I am ready for the warm weather, can you tell? Well,
enjoy it while it lasts. By the way, we will send care packages for when you are in prison for tax evasion. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Okay.
Cake and a file in the cake and that sort of thing would be nice. I don't know if that would even work anymore, but
no, they look for those things, Kim. They look for those things. I speak from experience.
Oh, all right. So anyway, like I said, everybody have a good week. You know, over to Robin.
Happy birthday, Colin. What a big lad. Seeing those photographs, and Judith was showing some people today. We were at one of my niece's birthday parties today, and we were just showing photographs of Colin, how big he's got.
Yeah,
and, so happy birthday, Colin. Yeah, big lad now. Sure. To Mark and Phil, can't wait to get back onto the show. Mark, just come on. You're fans. We get letters every year for you to come on. So please get back here as soon as you can. Yeah, we want
you on. Mark says an OnlyFans? Or no. Mark.
Yeah, well, actually, when I was looking at the show notes earlier on, there was an icon just appeared at his name. You were out of the room at the time, Greg, and I thought, oh, it's Mark. And then Kim. No, I wasn't disappointed to see Kim. but, you know, I want to see you back here, Mark. Thanks very much, Pete, for coming on the show tonight. Your presence is always welcome. Yes. You're very, very quiet tonight, but lovely to see you. And finally, Kim, as I said to you at the beginning of the show, I'm glad you're out of happy jail. You've got not black and white stripes. You've got the yellow stripes. That's like happy jail uniform. So, orange is the new bad or whatever it is, or black. Anyway, everybody that's listening, the guys that come on to the show every week under the chat, thank you. It's good crack. And see you next week. Greg, take us away from here.
First of all, we will visit the orange thing. It is true, though. You know, the whole prison getup, it is all orange now, straight down to orange flip-flops, orange underwear, the whole nine yards. So, Kim, you are well set. Shout out to the two of you. Yeah, no, thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for a laugh. It's always good. Thanks to our shatters. Very much appreciate them being here and commenting away and giving us additional laughs. And, of course, shout out to my son, 13. Oh, dear God. But it's been 13 fun years, and I look forward to many, many more. So love you, Colin. And I don't know what to make of our weather right now, Kim. You have nice weather coming in. Our weather has fluctuated from like 91 on Wednesday down to a high of 72. It might peak back up and then it's going to plummet down into the low 60s. So we might even get rain next week.
Hailstones and light snow here on Friday. So,
ouch.
Shut up,
you two. We had snow Friday. So.
Hey, Robin.
And now it's 70-something degrees.
All right. That's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. Call it a show.
And we're clear. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
It's not funny.
You can't do that until we start the podcast. That's when shit goes sideways. So, do you think Mike and Pete know that...
Emotional damage!